Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Live. Live.
This is the Spirit of Life Metaphysics Radio Program, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Michael Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life Program for Wednesday, February 1st. My name is Michael Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, Michael. February 1st. Welcome, February 2023. Glad to be here.
Still trying to get over the fact that 2022 is gone. We're already 1/12 through it. But welcome to those joining us live. Well, for keeping up with the time span as well as we are. And thank you to those who take the time to listen to us in the archives. Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this broadcast, ICMH offers other educational programs that can be found at metaphysicsinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. Of course, we'll start with our 9 abbreviated principles of belief, and those are 1. Do no harm, do right. 2. We believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3. We believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4. We are all equal. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5. We recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6. We are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7. Self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8. Metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. Excuse me, and 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. So, I think we're going to pull some cards tonight, but I think we need to talk about the witchcraft that is Dr. Vicki infecting me through the Skype with her sneezing. She was talking about it, and then halfway through, my nose is getting a little itchy, that I need to sneeze, my eyes are watering, I'm like, I can get through this and mute. But no, I
know that it's a bonkers thing. You know, it'll happen to me every once in a while, and I really believe it's something in the air. And I get this rhinitis in my, you know, nose. But it just, my sinuses blow, eyes water, and then I'm sneezing, and then it takes 2 or 3 days for my sinuses to heal. Yeah, it's just crazy. But, you know, it's the way it goes.
That's true. And at least we, you know, you've given me the opportunity to blame you. So obviously we know that things can be transmitted through Skype. It's proven science, 5G.
That's true.
Yeah, Illuminati.
So before we get on to our cards, an announcement to make that Dr. Mike has just mentioned in the chat. He found out today that the Ancient Aliens episode that he was a part of last November is going to air, wait for it, drum roll, February 10th on the History Channel.
Oh, very cool.
So, everybody, February 10th, I'm writing it down right now, History Channel, Ancient Aliens. So, we are going to watch that. Everybody's going to watch that. So, all right.
All right.
So, we're getting on with the program tonight for a number of reasons early, but the least of which is I'm going out for supper tonight to be with my eldest daughter's 44th birthday. And I have to say that 44 because my hair gets grayer every time I think about it. And so, you know, it's just one of those nights, I think, between our sinuses and other things. And that's why we want to just jump into doing some cards. We could have a conversation without the cards, but, you know, the cards kind of make it fun. And I wanted to reiterate, Michael, to everybody, the reason we do this is to give people a little bit of hope and insight. Reflection. That's why Dr. Kelly developed the Inner Oracle self-discovery cards. And, you know, just make something to make you think. And, of course, developing it into that support card with the tarot. You know, hopefully it's just to help you out. You know, it's like we're a family here and you know, just, you know what I'm trying to say, Michael.
I do. I do. I know what Ollie's trying to say, too. There's obviously something afoot in the neighborhood. Between my sneezing, the birthday party and our sinuses, and Ollie apparently fighting off a vast horde of intruders. I think we're going to be able to get through this. But
all
no,
right, so
I
we,
think,
have,
yeah.
we have Deb up first, I think.
I was going to say, I think we should drive right into it. So, yeah. Deb, let's see. First card of the night. So happy to have our card keeper, Wendy, back with us tonight. We missed you last week. And, Deb, I have number 8 for you, Balance and Order. One of my favorites. All right, let's see. Number 8. Keep going past it. With this card, balance and order in life or in a specific area is present or it needs to be. If experiencing adversity, look for what is out of its proper order. Adversity is a state of disorder. Once order is restored, adversity fades. Moreover, self-completeness and success will ensue once order and balance are restored to the life leadership paragon areas of self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will.
I got the Ten of Hearts in support of that, Deb. Balance and order, it could be something, I'm going to say more in the family or people in your close proximity, where maybe it's reorganizing your schedule, kind of putting things back in order, but only things that are closest to you. You know, as Dr. Kelly would say, you know, if there's chaos, it just means it's out of order. And in this case, that's exactly what it is. So, and I think that, you know, we all get that way at times where, you know, you wanted to clean out that closet or you didn't have time for this or there's 14 things on your list today. So this is just saying take one thing at a time and get the scheduling better so that you feel like you're in better management of your life. That's the message I get from this. So
Let's just
hope that applies, Michael.
Absolutely. But it's, you know, to me, sounds like good advice no matter what, but I hope it does click. All right, so we have Caleb next, and I have number 26, Energy Signature. All right. I think we pulled this one last week, too, if I recall, but number 26, Energy Signature. This card is a call to be aware of energy signatures, which is the vibe a person puts out or the energy of a situation. Energy signatures are changed by increased awareness resulting from gaining more knowledge and wisdom of self. Review the present energy signature that you may be sending or that of a situation, individual, or relationship. Keep what is healthy, remove what is unhealthy. Remember, you cannot change others. You can only change yourself and your own energy signature. Good card.
It is, and what's even better is strength is supported, is supporting that energy. So, Caleb, what I want to say to you is, however life might feel at times, call on your will of spirit. That is your greatest energy signature. So if we're mentally out of sorts or feeling a bit of pressure or emotionally kind of, you know, off our game a little bit, just go back into your spirit, go to the center of yourself and say that's where your strength is. Because I always see the strength card as your will. And will is determination, it's hope, but that's where you gain your greatest amount of strength. So if, again, if it's out of sorts, remember your energy signature and restore yourself. It's a good place to go.
Definitely. Restoration. We always need to take time to you know, rebuild and rejuvenate. But
absolutely.
All right. Jamil, we have you next. And I have number 1, Perfection. The perfect card. Let's see. Number 1, Perfection. Always remember that you are a perfect, excuse me, you are perfect just as you are a perfect work in progress. Always changing and growing. Today is a reflection of past choices, and tomorrow is changeable by the choices made today. This card may indicate that a situation is perfect or not perfect. Embrace all mistakes as they are vital to your growth while striving for a better future. Reflect to see what contributes to your perfect journey and move forward gracefully. Good card, and I really appreciate it, and perfect work in progress, because I think I've messed up each one tonight.
It is, and the Hierophant is in support of that energy. And when I see that paired up, it's, see, the Hierophant is more about order. and conformity and how, you know, we each have to have our own routine, Michael. Mm. You know, it's routining things. So when we're out of routine, which is not a bad thing, changing stuff up is good, but we can kind of get lost in those diversions. So it's a perfect lesson, but it's to come back into, and I know it kind of plays off on what we had for Caleb, mm-hmm. and for Deb in a way. The Hierophant is finding, you know, that place in your home, getting the home kind of in order, and knowing that your home is safe. And so it's just that perfection. It's coming back to yourself. You know, it's kind of like your world. You know, you can be out in the world all day and say, wow, this is crazy, but you go home and you take a breath. Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing. So that's kind of that perfection, too.
I like it. And just, yeah. You know, it makes me think about the balance that you need inherently in life. But very good.
Yeah.
All right. Dr. Edward, we have you up next. Dr. Edward, tonight I have number 12, Spirit, Cosmos, and Divine Energy. Drawing this card indicates the evolving relationship you have with your own inner spirit or higher self within the context of the greater universe. You are growing your relationship with the cosmic consciousness. Continue to observe and appreciate the interconnectedness of all life forms within the fabric of life and the important role you and they play.
I have the Six of Diamonds in support of that. Now, I guess that in some ways it's a reality check, because we can feel meditative, spiritual, you know, kind of go out there in a way, what's it all about? But then we come down to these very fundamental things of, you know, money, like finances, paying the bills, getting through groceries, and, you know, that budget thing. So it's balancing that in a way, so that spirit, cosmos, divine energy is having that faith also that everything is okay. But it does ask of you to look at things and maybe rein it in a bit, and where can you cut some corners to make sure it tightens up. And I think that, again, I think you're okay, Edward, don't get me wrong, but, you know, for me too, with the price of groceries now, mm-hmm. I was talking to somebody about this, oh man, I'm more careful, you know, budgeting. And no, I don't need that. It's just something I used to enjoy, but I don't need that, you know, to indulge. So it's that kind of thing, just reining it in a bit and getting more back to basics is what I say.
Mm, absolutely. Yeah. You know, the brighter side of inflation is now I get to talk to generations far from now and tell them about how much things cost in my day and how much different it is. So there's always a bright side to everything.
Don't get me started, Michael.
Audra, glad to have you, and we have you next. Audra, tonight I pulled number 44 in the life skills suit, attitude and disposition. Enthusiasm and or an agreeable disposition, along with good manners, assures individual happiness that inevitably influences others. Drawing this card may indicate a time to review a change in attitude regarding someone or something in your life. This can be positive or negative. Be proactive. Ask yourself, how hard can it be? Can-do attitude makes it happen. Love that card.
I do too, and I love the fact that the Six of Hearts is in support of that, Audra. But one of the first things that came to mind here is if there's someone in the family, because I always see that Six of Hearts is family, the Six of Cups. Again, family could be extended family. If there's been some irritation in a way, it's to see it from a different angle. Oh, she just said she got an award yesterday for respect for the individual at work. That's awesome. So, and this is really supporting that. So, you know, if there's an irritation, you look at it from a different angle, and finding, you know, like a different language, a way to communicate, and it sets greater peace in the valley, so to speak. So it's and in many ways you're a peacekeeper. So,
yeah,
you know, that applies. It's an affirmation to you.
It's wonderful. You know, we need, these are the kind of people that kind of keep society together. We're able to stick together and to move along because of people that are, you know, willing to you know, treat each other with respect and dignity. I think that's critical. And, you know, Audra, it does not surprise me at all that you were awarded the, you know, being the most respectful to the individual. I think I'd like to think that that's kind of a hallmark of metaphysicians as well. But yeah, just wonderful. So instead of babbling, I think we should go on. And Tabitha, have you next? Whoop, a couple cards fell here. And then some is what was on top. Wild card number two, and then some. You know, I don't know that we pulled this card in quite a long time.
Exactly.
When you have reached your limits and believe you have done all that you can do, reach deep within to stretch to your true potential. Do a little more than is needed and go beyond what is required to make a positive difference. You can do it, and by doing so, you are leaving the woodpile a little higher than you found it. I love that.
And I have the Four of Clubs, which is the Four of Wands in tarot language, in support of the and then some. It has to do with promises, obligations, commitments. So it's maybe saying that even though you've made a commitment, you might want to add a little more to it, or make yourself noticed in a way by giving a little more. And I'm not saying it's in a selfish way, like you're looking for an outcome. I'm just saying give it the and then some in any kind of commitment that you might have made, because I think you will benefit. You know, it'll come back to you in another way, in a good way.
You think maybe something that you know, kind of something that you kind of lost hope in, a project or a relationship that you think might.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah,
very good.
I do. Good catch, Michael. Yeah,
I was just feeling it. We have our card keeper herself, Wendy, up next. Appreciate you. Appreciate everything you do. I love seeing the correlations, and I have always felt that statistical probability is very unusual. I think there's a lot to that now we connect to the universe. But Wendy, for you tonight, I have number 45 in the life skills suit, inspiration and motivation. Just at it once. Inspiration and motivation. Inspiration and motivation come from hope. Motivation means finding a meaningful reason to do something. Look within for inspiration leading to motivation by reflecting on your goals in the life you want to live. Drive and accomplishment may be missing from your life, or your life may revolve too heavily around it. Remain balanced, inspired, and motivated with the vigor of positive energy. Good cards. Love that one.
Well, it is, and the Ace of Spades supports that. The thing about the Ace of Spades, it is, I see it as one of the success symbols, but it doesn't come without a challenge. So it's like through extra effort, through that extra motivation, challenge, like even overcoming something, you're assured that success. So inspiration and motivation is your greatest ally in this, Wendy. So I want to say, you know, certainly rise up and dig deep, because you got this.
I like it. I like it. Wendy had pointed out that she had gotten this card, I believe that she was referring to herself, the card, on January 18th, not terribly long ago.
Yeah.
So very interesting.
But she is an inspiration.
That's what exactly she is. Absolutely. All right. We have Jasmine next. And for you, I have number 27, again in the spirituality suit, gains. Every choice and action has a trade-off and result. What are you willing to trade for this result or gain? A secondary gain has a price for getting what we want, and the price is denial of the truth of a situation or behavior. This may be a time to assess if something needs to be traded for improved benefits. Healthy discussions are sure to bring about positive results and satisfying gains.
The Six of Clubs in support of that, Jasmine. And basically how I'm seeing this is kind of coming home to yourself in a way, and having succeeded. So, look, I really want to say sometimes we have to look back and say, look how far I've come. Look at where I am and look at the ground I've covered. And wow, I really accomplished something, and I'm really proud of myself. And that doesn't mean there isn't a bit to go, you know, because there is. But gains is, and with that Six of Clubs, is saying, you did pretty good. Like, you're okay here. So it's giving yourself, as Dr. Kelly would say, that pat on the back, you know, and just sitting with yourself for a moment, take a breath, and enjoy this moment mm-hmm. before you take the next steps, because there's still more to come.
Very well said. I like that a lot. All right, Dr. Mike, have you up next? We have number 42, again in the life skills suit, trust and integrity. Integrity means being true to oneself intuitively and sensibly. It is adherence to moral and ethical principles, soundness of moral character, and honesty. A trust betrayed loses integrity, and trust without integrity is empty. Trust, along with communication, is one of the two most important relationship traits. Move forward with integrity, remaining steadfast in the greatest relationship of all, yourself.
You know, I love the death card. Like, don't get me wrong.
I got a bad rap.
Because it's rebirth. So that trust, integrity, the death card indicates a birthing of sorts. And maybe doing a little reflection, introspection, and trusting yourself, looking at your views, your unique views, how you see things a little differently, you know, from other people. And again, I see this writing thing in my head, Mike. So, but it's, you're right on the precipice of birthing into, boy, right on the tip of my tongue, I say into a new career. So it's not just into, you know, a new, in, you know, short-term endeavor or something. It's like Dr. Dan just said, from death comes life, the
exactly.
seasons. And thanks for that, Dan. It's really about this new beginning, and I do see a very long-term venture coming here for you. So that's awesome.
I like it. I like it. You know, obviously, I think showbiz is going to, you know, take him away. So we'll be seeing a lot more of you, but
yeah.
Good card, good advice. All right, we have Dr. Kevin. And Dr. Kevin, another wild card for this evening. Wild card number 6, entropy. Within the cycle of life, there are useful energies, or low entropy, that can wane to uselessness, or high entropy. Their energy stands still and their entropy increases. They no longer give value to the evolution of life. This can include an attitude or behavior that requires adjustment to once again take a new step in renewal and rebirth, thus lowering one's entropy. When one seeks to be part of the solution rather than part of the problem, that one lowers his or her personal entropy and the world is a better place.
The sixth of page, the page of hearts, in other words, the page of cups, that's a communicator, Kevin. And when it comes to watching your energy frequency and how you communicate, you know, and I think we all can relate to, no matter how we feel, we still have to choose our words. And, you know, it's like some people say, wow, you're so calm. Oh, no, like, you don't know what's going on in here.
Yeah, you don't know how she treats me when the, you know, exactly. tape's not rolling.
But it's to take that breath and make a good presentation. So that's where I think the entropy and the Page of Cups kind of work together here as a partnership. It's good news. It's always the heart's there. It's always in a positive way. But it's also with entropy. It's just reminding you to work on your own frequency. Like, what is your... what energy are you putting out? So, and you know, that's a challenge to master, Michael. That's not an easy one.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, because we can, and I come across this a lot with people, when they're feeling frustrated, man, it's just like it's written all over their faces.
<You know? laughs>
And but feeling frustrated and not presenting that, it requires a lot of self-awareness too.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
Like, how are others reading me in this moment, and what do I need to get across? And my thing to myself is always, what do I hope to achieve by this? So what do I hope to get, you know, what do I hope to gain? And in making this decision or behaving in a certain way, what's going to be the best possible outcome? And that's up to me to determine. So I hope you get something that from get something from that Kevin, because he did write in there he wanted a card cautiously.
Absolutely.
You know, this is a commentary, Jasmine. You're new to the group, and she's mentioned that in there. We welcome you. We're so glad to have new people join us. Dr. Yeah. Dan is back, and he said he's going to start, you know. I know I was messaging with Dan earlier, and he's changed his job again, so now he's, well, not changed his job, changed the location, and his schedule has changed, so now he's more available on Wednesday evenings, and we're so glad to have you back, Dan.
Absolutely.
And just what a good group.
It is a good group. Of course, I'm biased, but no, it's a good group, and Jasmine, I hope that you... I hope you've enjoyed, you know, tonight. I know it's a little shorter tonight, but, you know, we're glad to have you. Glad to see the, you know, this kind of, the community of this curious, you know, in these people that are kind of trying to raise our awareness, but just kind of explore what are the possibilities of life, you know? Yeah, it's a good group, but, you know
sorry.
Well, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to answer Dr. Mike's question. And he says, it's a serious question. Do you think the dead care about the living? And I would like to think yes. And in my experience, I would like to believe that some of them do. But I think also, just in all seriousness, because that's a great program for us in the future, Michael. Like maybe next week, let's talk about that. How do we think the dead view the living? It is a great... great program.
Yeah, but absolutely.
I think that, you know, we have to be careful that we don't impose our own emotion into interpreting what we think spirits or dead people might experience.
Yeah.
Because
there's a lot of
emotional body.
It's a big unknown. It's a big unknown. Yeah. And, you know, that is why we can turn it into an entire topic of discussion, because there's so many avenues. So thank you for throwing that in. And, you know, we are going to be wrapping it up here, and we have a couple of just brief announcements. But, you know, Dr. Jeff had joined after you announced the cutoff. And since he's the only person that's thrown his name in since we announced that cutoff, I think got a couple minutes. Maybe we can do a quick card for Dr. Jeff.
Let's do it.
So Dr. Jeff, number 10, the existential suit. Indomitable power of the human spirit. Good card to go out. The human spirit is unequaled in power. Nothing can defeat it. Within your creative ability, you are a powerhouse of energy that can be channeled into any endeavor. Given time, nothing is out of reach for you. Claim your power and live up to your human potential. Apply your powerful spirit to overcoming whatever obstacles stand in your way.
Jeff, I got the eight of diamonds, and that's always the apprenticeship symbol to me, like on the job learning, on the job creating, and moving forward. So I always think kind of up a cobbler, you know, if no two pair of shoes are the same. And so it's whatever it is that you do have that power of spirit and that energy to move forward into an enterprise and into some kind of venture that you're going to be learning as you go. So I say, big green light, go for it.
Yeah, good message. I like going out on a positive note. And, you know, just a couple brief announcements. We're looking forward to having some more guests on. We're definitely going to have the topic of, you know, the living and... Really, it's going to be the afterlife. Do the dead care about the living, rather? Great topic, but we're going to have that coming up. Dr. Zach is going to be joining us, if not next week, the week after. I have gotten, you know, some emails, so I've communicated with a couple of you, and we're going to be reaching out just to maybe clarify some topic ideas and see what we can do for some guest spots going forward, too. But, yeah, I love having people, you know, love having members of our crew kind of get on with us and, you know, share their perspectives, share their ideas, get to know them a little bit better. So looking forward to more of that in 2023. So. Yeah, kind of a shorter broadcast tonight. I guess, you know, Dr. Vicky gets to have a life, but yeah. Fair enough.
You know, it's just, Oh, you know.
It's important.
Let's be fair. Originally, Dr. Kelly said half hour, 45 minutes. We just have so much fun, and we just extend that time all the time. That's become normal. And I don't mean to bail on everybody, but, you know, it is a birthday.
It is.
I'm just glad to be here. I wouldn't miss this unless it was Yuletide. So.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, that's... I think, hey, you would have been well within your rights to, you know, we can take a break for a night. But no, I appreciate it because I like to come to get together with everybody. Like to see everybody. We get to see Jasmine joining us. Hopefully you got something valuable from this discussion that you can take away with you. And, you know, we're looking forward to having our guests on in the future. So, again, we have a wonderful topic proposed by Dr. Dan. Do the dead care about the living? That's going to be coming up in the next couple of weeks, as is Dr. Zach. Topic will be announced. And that's it for tonight. Dr. Vicky, any last thoughts before we wrap up?
You know, just don't let anybody push you around. And don't lose yourself in the big mess out there, you guys.
No.
You know, these are... And I'm just saying legitimately, there's got to be something in the air. Because, you know, life can be very frustrating dealing with frustrated people.
Oh, yeah.
Just take a breath and don't fall prey to that energy.
Oh,
so
good
stay
advice.
True to yourself.
It's like you're talking right to me. Sometimes when I'm frustrated and angry, I assume people can see that, you know, thought bubble like you do and see in the Peanuts, full of, like, you know, different ampersands and pound signs and things like that. But
yeah, but you could go to jail.
But good advice as always, Dr. Vicky. And thank you everybody for joining us. Thanks for bearing with us. We're looking forward to having you join us next week. Until then, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.